Alright, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. We are back in the bitch, back in the bitch. Alright. It's not a Monday. For those who are here live, it's not a Monday. Tomorrow is going to be 4th of July. We're going to get out of the way so we have our day open, you know, fireworks and shit, you know. Niggas shooting outside, you know, because we're in trenches. But, welcome back to Not So Much Sugar Studio. This is episode 92. I'm Grant, joined by my hosts. My other host, CJ, we got a special guest, Charla, in the building. You know, if you don't know, this is Drip Trunks Caster's replacement. You know, for the podcast today, we're doing an anime only podcast because you know everybody in here are just some weebs. You know, they don't know shit about anything else. But before we get started, do the housekeeping. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Studio Struggle. Make sure you follow us on. What was going on? Okay, make sure you follow us on Instagram, Struggle Studio _, TikTok, Struggle Studio. Mm-hmm. We also are live, okay? I know it sounds a little rough, okay, for niggas who watching and listen to podcasts, you know? We're recording this live, okay, so it's one take, all right? So if you mess up, I apologize, but it's live, all right? Again, so our YouTube, Struggle Studio, and we also have a game channel that we're live on a lot, Struggle Studio Gaming. Almost there, like, you know, we're slacking this week, but, you know, we can come back harder than ever, you know, pause. But yeah, we have game channel, Struggle Studio Gaming. But, you know, let's get into it. First, we're going to start with a little, this is, I feel like something we're going to agree on a lot.
Dang!
We having a discussion about are anime live-action movies ever going to become to a point that, like, they're mainstream, or they're up there with the MCU, the masterpieces. Can we ever have a good live-action anime movie?
No.
Damn, you said flat out just no, never?
I mean, we can have, maybe have an alright one. Never get one, bro.
Okay, for an alright one, what would you do for to make a... Because this is basically coming off that Netflix is making a One Piece live action fucking TV show? The TV show, isn't it? A movie.
I think it's TV show.
I think it's a TV show. Yeah. They're making a live action One Piece TV show. And we know how cartoony, crazy, and expressionate that how One Piece is in anime. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's gonna pan over well for a live action movie?
Or yeah, TV show? No.
I saw the casting for actors. I think the actors are pretty good. They fit the roles.
Yeah, I do too.
Personally, the actors maybe like fit good for the roles that they're taking. But like One Piece out of all the animes, bro. Like you can get these gritty scenes of like freaking like a fantasy world, you know, like.
Why? She said gritty, bro. How'd you hear that?
Like I'm talking about like a, I thought maybe like, they're like better choices to for a live action anime though.
Okay. Seriously. Okay. What choices would you pick that you think that can do good on the live action stream?
Maybe like a. Something that maybe like a kind of East Sky world, like maybe like fantasy, maybe like you know, like
okay, so
stuff
so,
like
so DBZ.
No, sorry.
So you're basically saying the more realistic anime shows can be done well.
It gotta be grounded in reality, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't think something like
but it can't have fantasy anime.
So you don't think something like Naruto or Naruto or Bleach could be done well in live action? You didn't know?
No.
Why?
Know what?
How they gonna traverse their moves, bro? Like, I don't think it's gonna look good in live action.
Okay. Maybe like,
with special effects and
maybe
stuff like
the
that.
Maybe Vice might look good.
Maybe. Oh, wait, hold on. Cass's spirit is coming to me from wherever he is. he's saying, what about Fullmetal Alchemist? You think Fullmetal Alchemist?
They did something like that, it was trash.
No, I think that actually could be good.
I think Fullmetal Alchemist is not too crazy.
That's a good hint.
It's not too crazy.
It's kind of grounded.
I think the only thing that would be a hit or miss would be Alphonse.
You have to do him right. You have to get CDR right.
I'm pretty sure they did it on Netflix. Fullmetal Alchemist.
But Netflix
is Fullmetal Alchemist live action?
It's hit or miss, bro.
Yeah.
I never knew that. I'm gonna watch that. What the fuck? Is it English or Japanese?
Pretty sure it's English.
Oh, wow, I never heard of that. Okay. So, y'all don't think Fullmetal Alchemist would do good? How about My Hero Academia?
No. Sorry.
Nigga, that's like fucking Marvel.
It's not going to look good, bro.
How?
Transferring from anime to live action, bro? just ain't gonna be good, bro.
Okay, but explain to me, it would be so hard to make a little boy have punches,
crazy it's just, punches. It's just not gonna look good. Like that's the
how would it look good? I'm saying like what would be so hard to put on the
I'm
screen?
I'm thinking about more of the casting, you know. I think I'm more of casting.
I feel like casting. Okay, casting is important, but it's really not the main. It almost has the same feeling.
That's people mainly gonna be looking at. I think they, I don't think you like. I think you mess up the casting pretty easily. I don't think it's worth the effort, you know.
I don't think casting would be the hard. It's a little boy, green hair. Wouldn't be that hard. I don't think they could create their faces that crazy to replicate. It's not like fucking Naruto or Goku. That's like you can't really think of like a human face with like, that would look like Goku or Naruto. You know, like Goku hair is so anime that like. It's so, like seeing Goku hair, like the way it should be in anime in real life would just be crazy, you know.
Yeah.
It would look ghetto as hell. It would have to look like dreads or some shit, you know.
Have but you seen a person with green hair, bro?
In real life, yeah. But even then, Gon, fucking what's his name, Deku? Yeah. Deku, literally just have like a fucking curly hair. Just have curly hair with curly green hair. That's what he would have. You know, kind of poofy, kind of like Beast Boy. You know, it was just white. Yeah, you know. So I think Myra Ashley would be a good one because it'd be low-key a Marvel movie. Fucking Hulk is damn near All Might with the CGI, you know.
Okay, I can see that.
Like effects, like when he punches shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I think I don't know how it work with All Might being like All Might be like just buff nigga or he'd be like a fictional character. I mean like a whole like what the fuck is it called a CGI.
Are they just gonna like copy the story from the?
I feel like okay, story to me. Like who? What story is, to me is the hardest part. It's
what
like,
is live action like anime movies for though? Who's the audience? Like
I think it's for kind of like what Marvel do. Like, okay, Marvel got a comics and they want to bring it to the screen. You know, they might not do it word for word like the comics do. They might have like different tweaks, different like completely different endings and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But it should still be like okay, if you read the Black Panther comics, you watch the Black Panther movie, you be like okay, that's fucking this is oh man this is what kind of looks in the comic books or this is how Shuri looks in the fucking comics or she wrote that in the comics and now it's in the show. That's what, or not in the movie. I feel like that's how it should be. But, okay. So, I want your final say. Can we ever have a good live action anime movie?
No.
Damn.
Yes. Prove me wrong, bro. That's
you think yes?
That's all
yes. I'm saying. All right. I say yes, too. And if you could put your money on one show, what show would it be? So, yeah, I'm gonna beat you first. Even though, yeah, so you say can't happen. But if you had to pick one solid show, and it had to be, like, let's say you're a CEO or executive. What show are you making live action? You had to. Are you getting fired, nigga? You going to the streets homeless?
I don't know. Parasite.
Parasite. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Full Metal. I keep it.
Full Metal. Okay. I'm going My Hero. Okay. I feel like it's a good one too.
Okay.
But okay, we can all agree disagree.
All right, can I talk about for keeping on the subject of movies? Like, okay. I guess movies, thankfully. Can you talk about the new like trailer of like the One Piece movie?
Like, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. Was it like what? Was it like a short, like 30-second trailer?
Wait, is it like, you're talking about Film Red?
Yeah, Film
Red. Oh,
gosh. I seen a little bit of it.
Yeah, I kind of just closed my eyes literally because to me, it's not what I thought it was.
Film Ultra. Film Ultra. That would probably be better.
I thought it'd be more based on Shanks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think it still is going to be a little more Shanks than focus and it's showing. But the way the trailer looked like some just new girls. Like, wasn't it? Some girl he met in his childhood or some shit like that.
Yeah. That's point. It's not canon. I don't want to watch it. That's what I'm saying.
It's not canon?
No, I'm not saying it's not canon. If it's not canon, I don't want
to
watch it.
Oh, okay. But I don't have that much to say about that. But
yeah.
All right, now we got some little. Now we get a little debate time. The debate talk. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So we already had a debate about the big three. All right. So to make it simple, all right, our big three for this podcast, because no one, you don't watch Bleach. You don't watch Bleach. Yeah. I don't watch Bleach. Only see watch Bleach.
I watch some
of it. Not all of it. Okay. Yeah. So basically, no one watch Bleach that much. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. We're doing the most consistent anime out of the big three, and our big three is for this podcast. I don't want to start a debate right now, but it's gonna be Dragon Ball Z, mm-hmm. Naruto, yeah. And One Piece.
All right,
go. So yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. Which one you think is the most consistent? So we're talking about
what's consistent. Well,
we're talking about
like before, pacing or pacing wise.
Before we get into it, what's consistent mean?
Okay, I think consistent is arc one, good fights, good story. Good forms, transformation. They have transformations. You know, a good plot twist every now and then, or you know, consistently. Like you don't want to have one arc is this good. Like you don't have the fucking Cell arc this good and the fucking Freeza arc this good. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's what it is, but yeah. Like that's just an example. You know, of consistency.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I want you to take the cake first, y'all. So I'll just say what show you think the most consistent and then why. All right, And we lost it. We throw in what else?
I may be a little biased personally.
Okay.
Because I didn't like get through Naruto. I didn't like.
Yeah, you haven't fully complete watched. You know the story of Naruto, but you never watched it really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So I probably choose One Piece personally.
Okay. So in the chat, also agrees with you saying One Piece. One Piece is
because like okay, let's look at one arc. Let's talk about Alabasta. Alabasta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Alabasta is like a pretty good like has that twist like. I try to keep it vague for like people didn't watch it.
So like, come on now, that's 8 years old. That's true, bro.
That's true. All right, so basically there's like a twist of like Vivi's like literally like a princess. Like now I need to get her to her.
Yeah.
Like get her back to her home. Mm-hmm. Now freaking crocodile. No twist. Crocodile is literally that protector of like the freaking Alabasta. It's evil. Literally evil.
Okay.
Like there's like they literally had like infiltrate kind of. I like kind of like a lot
random,
of twists.
Random One Piece recap.
Sorry. Either way, I like how they like have a lot of twists and like it's like build the like this is the first time we're like in like another country for real. Like we intentionally went here, you know.
Yeah.
Like we were like same people. Like we visited another country. Like it's like all like that kind of laid the ground for like.
Okay. Shala. Mm-hmm. So you think from episode one, mm-hmm. Arc one, which is like what, what's it?
Rome's
Dawn. Yeah, Rome's Dawn. We fighting Buggy and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You think the momentum for that never went down? It just went up.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Zay?
For me, part B, Naruto.
Okay, you think Naruto was consistent?
Yeah.
Okay, why is that?
Because. What has Naruto missed? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree.
You can't. You can't really tell me an arc where Naruto missed. Really, you know, One Piece. You make a debate about it. You know, Dragon Ball.
Oh, okay. You debate. So, what are you saying? What arcs do you think missed on One Piece?
I'm talking about pacing wise.
Pacing is concluded because like if it's bad pacing, then the arc not gonna be that good.
Yeah, sure.
So okay, you saying
One Piece if we're going on pacing?
Yeah.
One Piece has pretty good pacing.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree.
It's
mostly
anime's fault though.
Or
the studio.
Naruto did have Loki as some awkward pacing at the end, bro.
What do you mean?
All that filler.
Come on. Okay. Do we count the filler though? Okay.
Y'all ain't saying this, bro.
I think we have to count the filler. Why do we say Skypiea suck so much? I don't think it's very slow.
It's way boring for me personally.
You like Skypiea?
Like I just skip it. I just skip it. I was like, oh my god.
You just skip it. You can't skip it. It's canon. Oh,
that's true.
Huh?
Like, cause I know some people that skip upside.
It's not even that bad, bro.
I don't understand that whole craze.
It's very drag drop for me personally.
I don't think Skypiea arc was that bad at all.
I was like getting like, oh my, we just got Robin. I was like, oh my gosh, bro.
Okay.
I want stuff to happen, you know.
It's a whole different argument, bro.
No. I guess going back, let's say consistently. Like, if that's a bad arc, then you can't be like. I mean, consistently it's dropped a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
The thing I feel about consistency, it's so hard to pick and choose because of the fillers and shit. So when I think consistency, I think filler out completely, you know? Okay. I think about all the canon shit, you know? Okay. It's basically the manga, but animated, you know? I'm not thinking about the random ostrich ninja on Naruto. I'm not thinking about fucking Chopper's backstory for the 18th time, randomly placed in this middle of this boat ride, okay?
Put Mythic Tree for 1 month, bro.
Hey, but that's the name of my real villain, bro. He put us in the Genjutsu. So I would have to say.
Yeah, we're taking out filler, I guess.
I would give it to Naruto and DBZ.
And?
Right? Yeah, Naruto DBZ. I definitely think DBZ art for arc, bro, is low key no misses, bro. Loki, no misses. For what it is.
For what it is, maybe like, nothing really missed. Bro. Like,
cause you know what I'm saying.
I'm trying to think about the Raditz arc.
It wasn't crazy, but it was still good. You know, we got plot twist. That's Goku's brother. Yeah. Fucking Gohan is fucking strong as shit out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And then it just kept going up. Like mm-hmm. to me personally. All right, I know niggas like say what was it? The Majin Buu arc wasn't that good. It feel like forced or some shit like that. To me, I don't agree with that. I feel like the whole story of Dragon Ball Z, it feels fleshed out. Like it doesn't get worse. It gets better and better and better to me personally. All right.
Until you get to like maybe Super.
Yeah, and then Super. That's when it gets like diluted. Yeah. All that shit. You know, I'm not saying it's better than the Naruto or One Piece. I'm just saying, consistently wise, I just feel like it didn't have a bad arc, you know?
Yeah.
Story-wise, it's debatable. Like, did it have better stories than overall Naruto? I mean,
that's a whole different conversation.
But consistently, I think I might have to get Dragon Ball, because forms, I feel like everything you want to have it happen in DBZ kind of happened, you know? Give or take. Like,
I mean, didn't everything happen in Naruto 2?
I mean, I feel like it's a lot of times that you have characters in Naruto that got snubbed, literally, like, fucking Neji, right? Yeah. Like,
Yamcha.
Huh?
Yamcha.
But who's watching Dragon Ball Z saying, Yamcha's my favorite character? You know? I feel like everybody in DBZ...
Who watching Naruto is saying Kiba is their favorite character, bro?
I feel like in Naruto, they literally have moments to... They have moments to give character shine. They're like, tune in exams. They made that to branch out the story, so you know all the characters. You know, it's not just Naruto show, you know. But then I feel like the more the show goes on, it just becomes more about just Naruto Sasuke, you know. Naruto Sasuke, Kakashi, Sakura, Jiraiya, Tsunade, kind of like that circle, you know. It kind of threw out everybody else that you know for part one, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say in Dragon Ball Z, it never really did that. It never really gave like shine to characters, because they know at the end of the day, y'all don't care about Goku, Vegeta, Trunks, Gohan. And that's really it, you know, Piccolo. It's never really like a moment for Krillin to per se. It's never a moment for Krillin to really shine, you know.
I mean, he did have moments, but like,
IDK, One Piece. Oh, One Piece kind of like stays updated characters, you know. Like, let me explain. We should not be seeing Kobe again. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm surprised we got to see Cody. I was like, who's this guy again? Oh, that guy from the first episode.
Oh, yeah. I like that, though. I like that.
I like how they, like, keep up with everybody, you know?
Mm.
And I just kind of like that in the story.
Okay. I mean, I feel like Krillin did get his, like, I'm going to my Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. Krillin did get his time to shine, you know, like, okay. In the earlier sagas.
I think the different thing. We literally had, okay, we're comparing, like, Krillin doing, like, a crazy attack on somebody, you know? Like throwing a... Okay, I can see... Okay, I take that back a little bit. I'm going to moonwalk backwards a little bit. I'm going to take that back, all right? Because I agree. The early art definitely did include Krillin more, so you can think he's, like, more of your... He got more spotlight, so you can give more to shine on, you know, from the dynamic arc.
You know, Krillin in the Cell Saga, he's kind of important, you know? He had to try to, you know, do that with 18, I guess.
Okay.
They did give, like, Tien a little bit of moment when he tried to stop Cell, you know?
That's true. So, yeah, I would probably give the most consistent anime, I'll probably give it a Dragon Ball, you know. Hey. Unpopular opinion, you know, because now I'm a Naruto, you know.
Lucky might be right, bro.
I give it a Dragon Ball.
That's fair. Dragon Ball kind of great.
All right. Let's go into the, let's stop it, all right?
Yeah.
The best anime studios. All right, for those who don't know, obviously there's anime studios. But yeah. We got Madhouse, Studio Period.
Mappa.
UFO Table.
City of Bones.
Yeah, ETC, you know. All that shit. Who y'all think did the best? Were the shows they had in
Youth Table, bro?
Youth Table, the one that did Demon Slayer?
Yes.
Okay.
I choose Studio Bones. That's his preference. I mean, personally,
I'm gonna have to go Madhouse.
Who else chose Madhouse? Okay.
Madhouse is like what?
I think Madhouse did
You already know what they did.
Okay, Madhouse is Hunter Hunter. It did
Madhouse.
One Punch Man. Did it do early Attack Titan? Am I bugging? Who did? Okay, no.
Mappa like can tell you with it, but I forgot
who did it first. I feel like UFO only had Demon Slayer. Who do you?
But Demon Slayer is so good, bro. Come on now.
Demon Slayer is not. I don't think Demon Slayer can. I don't think Demon Slayer is bigger than One Punch Man and Hunter X
Hunter. Yeah, it did One Punch Man. It did Death Note.
Death Note, yeah.
Death Parade, if you want to include that.
Death Parade's fire.
I think.
Damn, I should look into that myself a little bit.
Can you also say you table or Yadda, bro?
What do you spell that shit?
You. Full table, bro. Come on now.
I hope I spelled it right. Okay, they had. Yeah, I don't think I know Demon Slayer. She ain't gonna lie today. I don't think I know Demon Slayer. But, I just think Madhouse was such a crazy name when it had such a crazy run. I feel like I'm sleeping on some more shit about Madhouse. But Studio Bones is fire too, because they had Full
Madhouse Brotherhood. It had, was it My Hero Academia? Hold on, let me check.
I think yeah, My Hero. Mm-hmm. Full Metal, My Hero. Mm-hmm. Studio Perry. How about Studio Perry?
Let me check.
Perry?
What they did. I think they did Bleach Naruto. I think that's probably the biggest one they did so far.
Baruto. They good.
I feel like Studio Perry, I feel like Studio Perry, close second bro, I mean I'm saying close second to us, yeah, Bone in My Cycle, okay, I think the worst one is obviously Toei, I think Toei does the most.
They hold their artists, bro. They hold the artists with deadlines and stuff like that, bro.
Yeah,
they hold the artists.
I just feel like Toei has the least love.
Or they hold it with like Super at least, bro.
I feel like they have the least love in what they do. Like I feel like with MAPPA, yeah, they got hate for doing CGI on Attack Titan, but yes. I feel like their heart was in the right place. And like when they get time to get real, they get real. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like Toei is like it takes them really hyped up for them to do something crazy. You know, like to like take them to think it takes Ultra Instinct for them really to spend some money in the animation or. Or Vegito coming back, you know? Like I feel like it wasn't consistent enough. So that's why I say that. But, so what was your take for the best studio? Youth Table. Besides Studio, you know?
Youth Table.
Youth Table, okay. So Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer is crazy, bro.
All right.
Studio Bones.
Studio Bones, so Full Metal, My Hero, okay. Mm-hmm. The GOAT. And I'm still going to go to Madhouse. I'm still going to Madhouse,
right? I can leave that out.
I'm going to have to go to Madhouse. All right. Now. I'm gonna throw this one at y'all, bro. I ain't got time to prepare for this one. Alright?
Hold on. Okay.
We're doing a penalty game, alright? We're doing keep one and get rid of the rest. Get rid of the rest. That's all right.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna list out some animes. And y'all gotta be. So, keep all the animes that I'm naming in your head, alright?
Mm-hmm. Alright.
And pick which one gotta stay. Everything gotta go. Every last other one gotta go. You can't watch it in your brain. That memory you had watching it as a child or whatever, as a youth. Gone, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's say Dragon Ball Z get erased. Everything that Dragon Ball Z inspired still comes out same way. All right, mm-hmm. So don't take it like fucking
like it's influence.
It's some time paradox. All right.
Yeah.
If we get rid of Goku, if we get rid of Dragon Ball Z, we still get Naruto, still get Hunter, all that shit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So all right, here's the list. All right. So okay. Keep one. The rest gotta go. All
right. Okay. Let's get it.
Starting out strong. I ain't gonna lie. Full Metal Alchemist. Okay. Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
One Piece. Demon Slayer?
No.
Dragon Ball? JoJo? And Hunter x Hunter?
Okay.
Dang.
Let me put this for niggas who didn't hear the first time, alright? We got Full Metal Alchemist, mm-hmm. Attack on Titan, One Piece, Demon Slayer, Dragon Ball Z, JoJo, and Hunter x Hunter, bro. What show can stay? The rest gotta fucking go.
Alright, Process of Elimination.
Process of Elimination, that. Okay.
Let's get rid of stuff first.
So we teaming up on this?
Until further notice.
Oh, okay.
Until further notice.
Right, we all gotta bring the one thing to take out.
We get JoJo the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's true.
We're all getting JoJo the fuck out of here.
It's worse out of all.
I mean, I like it, but. Okay.
Yeah,
we're getting JoJo out of here. So we got Full Metal, Attack on Titan, One Piece, Demon Slayer, Dragon Ball, Hunter now, alright? What's next? Alright? I'm gonna get the Demon Slayer out of here, bro.
I mean,
me too, personally.
I think it's crazy.
Just because of storytelling.
The story's mid, but it's not bad, bro.
I'm saying, you think Demon Slayer better than Full Metal?
No.
Think Demon Slayer better than Titan?
No.
One Piece?
No.
Hunter x Hunter?
That's a debate.
Ooh, Hunter x Hunter is a debate.
Yeah.
Hunter x Hunter low-key story is not that crazy either, but it has good moments.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a flaw of the time it was in, you know? I feel like Hunter x Hunter came out.
Plus it didn't finish, bro.
I feel like Hunter x Hunter came out now with a better animation. I feel like it'd be up there. Nigga saying Attack on Titan is the one that should stay. Okay, I feel with that.
I feel that.
We can Demon Slayer out of there.
So think Demon Slayer out of there.
I personally kick it out.
Okay, get Demon Slayer out. So now we got Full Metal Alchemist.
Can we also get Hunter x Hunter out of here with it? With Demon Slayer.
I guess. Right. So we got Full Metal Attack on Titan left. One Piece. Dragon Ball, Hunter x Hunter. All right. What we feeling?
Hunter x Hunter gotta go, bro.
I agree with that one. Just because I gotta get out.
You know, maybe in 20 more years when the anime come back.
Hunter x Hunter 40-40. Okay, so we got Hunter x Hunter out of here, right? So now we got Full Metal, Attack on Titan, One Piece, and Dragon Ball. Shit.
Damn.
There ain't some bitters. Bro. So, okay, who we bullying now, all right?
Bullying?
Oh, all right, let's do Full Metal, all right? Y'all think Full Metal better Attack on Titan? Come on.
You talk first.
All right, go on. What we doing today? Personally, Full Metal, I think I like Full Metal better than Attack on Titan as a complete show for now. True. For now. We haven't watched complete ending of Attack on Titan. They might fuck it up. They might fucking end up fucking, spoiler alert, if you're not caught up, they might fucking end up throwing Mikasa and fucking Eren mouth and in the story. So we really don't know, all right?
To be that guy.
Okay.
The CGI kind of messed it up, you know, to our Attack on Titan. You know, CGI
kind of messed it up. I agree.
And Full Metal doesn't have any moments like that. Because they had pretty
good.
I agree. I feel like Full Metal kept getting better and better. The lore kept getting better. I kept getting more invested in characters. I feel like characters kept doing doper and doper shit.
It's a brotherhood, right?
I mean, it really don't matter.
No, I think
it does. When I think of Full Metal, I can buy both of them. That, like, the overall experience from both shows, they're both good.
One is clearly better, though. Like,
that's debatable. That's debatable. The only thing that's clearly better is the animation, obviously, because it's newer. Story-wise,
how do you talk about that?
Story-wise, the better.
I didn't like it. Compared to the Brotherhood, I didn't like the original one.
I think the original got better.
At the end, it kind of fell.
I think the original got a better story. Not a better story. A better ending.
No.
I feel like it was more heartless. It was more how real it is. You don't get a happy ending at everything, you know. And what? Because then on the first original Full Metal,
how they handled it.
We're
trying to continue it.
Hmm.
Continue the show like after that.
They had a movie, but that's it. After the original Full Metal, but no, it's basically like, okay, we got your body, got your brother body back, but Edward, nigga, you gotta go, bro. You know, isn't that ended?
Yeah.
On first one, I don't remember the second one ended, but it was kind of like
Edward lost his alchemy.
Yeah, that's alchemy, but they got their body back. Wasn't it?
Then they couldn't do another universe, literally.
On the first one. The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing it like a different universe.
How do they do that, bro?
I was like, what the heck? This is the bad one.
We're not talking movies. It's my anime, all right.
Dang, bro. Kind of angry.
But, so me personally, I'm going to have to say it's better than Titanic, bro.
Full Metal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel what about you?
Yeah.
Y'all agree with that?
Yeah.
Y'all think Levi going crazy? Beast Titan is better than, ain't better than anything on Full Metal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Bro, I'm leaving behind and not go back.
All right. So that means we can get Titan out of here. It's gone. Titan is gone. JoJo's gone. Dragon Ball. You Dragon Ball yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Demon Slayer is gone. Hunter is gone forever. There's no more. All right. So y'all cool throwing Attack on Titan into the abyss.
Go into the abyss. Go. I don't want to look
good.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think of it.
So now, only thing we got left, we got Full Metal, One Piece, and Dragon Ball. Let's get a One Piece ass, all right? Full Metal, all right? So, we think Full Metal story, and it's kind of hard to compare a 60-episode show to fucking
1,000
episode, but how do we think Full Metal is comparing to One Piece?
Story, One Piece.
Personally.
You think story, One Piece is better than Full Metal? Okay, what are you? You think Sword of One Piece is better than Full Metal?
I personally like the character, like,
not talking about characters, that's a different thing. Story, like, episode one, oh shit, this will happen on, this is goal type shit. Hey, spoiler alert from the topic, alright? Compared to Luffy, like, okay, damn, this is episode one starting off, and this will be going. Like, what show y'all think had the better, story?
Lean
towards Full Metal.
Full Metal. Okay, so talking about story wise, Full Metal, One Piece. Damn, I played it so.
That's not why I watch One Piece though. I'll give it
Full Metal.
I think I'm
story wise. I get Full Metal.
Story,
okay.
Full Metal.
Yeah. CJ, what crazy story moment happens in fucking
story moments?
Like what crazy what is the crazy story of One Piece?
It's about a pirate. You know, a pirate.
A pirate.
Trying to become the pirate king, but find the One Piece, bro. While also going into the government world and then overthrowing the government, bro. Come on now.
Where else are you, bro? So Full Metal Alchemist is literally about some little kids trying to revive their dead mother day one, all right? Getting your body snatched away from your brother, body snatched away by your, your whole brother body snatched away from you. Your arms and ligaments are gone, all right? Off rip. And then we got Eric. I mean, isn't it Eric? What's the main character name?
Edward.
Fucking joining the
literally military.
I forgot to call it, but the military.
He's literally a child soldier.
He finds out.
That's what I'm saying.
He finds out how dirty they are. Okay, mm-hmm. from the furrow, the fucking niggas they hire niggas to do experiments on your fucking daughters and shit. We got it covers racism. It covers.
Hey, One Piece does that too. One Piece does that too, though.
Racism?
Yes.
Oh, One Piece?
Yes.
What, nigga?
Fishman Island. Freaking.
What do you mean,
discrimination
bro?
Through the Fishman Island. Literally erased. Islands off the face of the map by the world government. You cannot take that out of the story, bro.
Bro, we can't the fishman to the Isbalis. What is it? Isbalians, something like that. I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, I think they call it.
Come on now.
I don't know.
We think the fishman struggles better or harder than theirs.
Struggle?
Yes, they think the fishman struggles were harder than the Isbalians.
They're literally massacred. When I think about it, okay, the Isbalians are like massacred, literally.
And when they aren't they the stone? Didn't they get massacred and they get absorbed in the stone or something like that?
Oh yeah, like the people.
Like the spirit, the philosopher stone is literally souls.
Souls.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry, bro. Story wise, I'm gonna have to give it a full medal. So RP to the fishman niggas, bro. But y'all ain't got a heart as them, bro. I'm sorry.
Dang.
So okay, well, I guess we read the screen on story. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Characters. The eagle. What's character? Think Full Metal got better characters than One Piece? You think Full Metal got better characters than One Piece?
One Piece.
All right.
I prefer One Piece characters.
One Piece got better characters? Mm-hmm. I agree. I think One Piece got better characters, too. Because, nigga, it's got the episodes. If you don't like somebody by fucking episode one, you go lose somebody by episode 800, you know? So, yeah, so many fucking... Bro, the roster can fucking... Nigga, the whole roster of fucking One Piece cannot fit in my room type shit, you know? So, like, they can't put in my fucking house, you know? So, I'm gonna have to give One Piece. So, what songs we talking about?
I guess Watch...
Fights?
Yeah, we didn't okay. Talk about fights.
We got better fights. Full Metal or One Piece?
Full Metal.
So you say Full Metal. How you feeling, Shala?
The
Flamingo versus Luffy?
I hate the pacing in fights, personally.
It really comes down to
one. And what? And what show?
Yeah.
You hate the pacing in what fights? And what show?
There's... I guess... Dressrosa, I guess.
Dressrosa?
Yeah, I think my Dressrosa mostly.
So you,
I'll let you get one.
And pacing overall. It's pacing overall.
Though. Wait, what you say?
Because that kind of affects everything. sorry.
I got one example, bro. Kanagari versus Luffy, bro.
Kanagari. Oh my god, bro.
60 episode long fight.
Was
bro.
It really?
Probably oh. about, oh, bro. Probably about.
Every time he threw a punch. Next scene. Oh my god, yes. So I'm about to get four fights overall at Full Metal.
Bro, it's just not one fact, really, bro. It's just...
All right, so far we got story. Who said story better? One Piece.
Full Metal.
All right.
Wait, I thought you did...
Whatever. I thought you were talking about characters first.
All right, so I got story on Full Metal. We got characters on One Piece, so that's 1 point on... Mm-hmm. 1 point on Full Metal. Now, Full Metal, another point. That's 2-1 for One Piece. So what we saying... One Piece gotta go?
I would keep One Piece.
You keep One Piece?
I would keep One Piece.
Alright, what about DBZ then?
Dang, really?
I think DBZ.
You think DBZ works out all other shows? Mm-hmm. So you think Full Metal is better than DBZ?
Yeah.
Alright. You? Yeah, I also agree. I think Full Metal is better than DBZ.
Yeah.
I don't really have to go deep dive.
Yeah.
Alright, so get DBZ out of here. Damn.
Pacing.
First.
Goku said, what the fuck? I'm just watching the fight. Y'all. nigga hit it straight randomly. Sorry, DBZ. You gotta get out of here, bro.
It's not personal.
So now we got, and you know this, bro. One Piece versus Full Metal.
How do you get here?
I mean, we already.
I know, but we haven't said what?
A One Piece.
One Piece?
I gotta give her One Piece.
Damn.
I like a person like Orin. I'm sorry.
How?
A person like Orin.
How? I can't, bro. Tell me what moment in One Piece is better than Roy Mustang getting the vengeance on his fallen comrade. Was it Greed? Or yeah. Envy? 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 Yes. Envy?
Yeah.
Bro, he caught that woman lacking. Snapping on her, bro. Literally.
Wait, was it Lust?
Yes, Lust. Because it doesn't last long fingers. Yeah.
Dang, bro.
Come on now. Tell me a moment that made you feel that. Finally. Get that woman. Get her. Look what you did to our friend, bro.
Well, I think it's
wasn't that Envy?
Hmm? I don't know, bro.
No, that was
I know it's a girl. Wasn't the one who hit the chest, the fucking thing right here?
Yeah.
She's the one that killed him, wasn't it?
Yeah, like the.
Because I remember he 100% burned her ass to crisp. 100%. Yes. It was her. So I remember he's mad at her, wasn't it? That's the reason why.
Mm.
So, but come back me, nigga. I'm on Team Full Metal.
Revenge
y'all
is not really why I watch One Piece.
I'm saying, but what moment? Give me a moment that tops that type shit, you know? It has to be exactly revenge. It's just like just a moment overall.
Luffy losing this game, bro. Come on now.
You think you feel more emotional than Luffy losing the game than Roy getting his revenge, lying back on the niggas?
Yes.
Bro. Yeah, I felt it.
I feel that. I did cry when the boat burned. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. One Piece is the only show that made me feel sad about a boat burning. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
That's insane, bro.
Damn. Bro,
and
but.
And Bobby kind of hit hard, too. Firstly, for me.
It's okay. It's okay.
You know, better than Robin.
Revenge never answer.
But is it? It is a choice.
y'all think Edward versus his father was better than.
His father?
Yeah, wasn't the father he fought in the show?
I think it's like somebody else.
It's like his father's body, but it's his name.
What's
his name? Literally, father?
Yeah.
Father. Yeah.
Yeah. What went harder than that? Come on now. That fight was crazy.
I gotta pick my brain, bro.
I like moments, bro. Like, One Piece is all about moments, me.
Bro. Okay. Edward and Alphonse finding out that girl's a dog, bro.
Edward? Alphonse? Brothers?
Huh? What moment went harder than that, bro?
Ace dying. The way it hit Luffy, he just shut down.
Okay. Damn!
Are we spitting, bro?
Can't be, bro. And the backstories of freaking villains, bro? They be sad, bro. What the heck?
Bro, to the point that it get kind of corny, in my opinion, bro. Everybody can have a bad childhood to be evil, bro. Some niggas are just evil.
Duff Mingles kind of evil, bro.
He was evil for them.
Mitch is kind of evil,
way,
bro.
What happened to him?
I thought he had a bad childhood.
Yeah, he did have a bad childhood. He's evil inherently, though. Think about his brother. He didn't turn evil.
I thought his brother was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he lost his brother and he turned evil.
No.
He's always evil.
He's always evil.
Oh, I get them wrong, but
yeah.
I don't know. Okay, bad story. I gave it a One Piece, yeah, because they got too much fucking episodes and they got time to cover everything. Full Metal under One Piece just doesn't fit my brain, bro. I like Full Metal so much, bro. I couldn't finish it. That's how much I like the show, bro.
You don't want
it in? I didn't want it in. I literally saved the last episode to my birthday, bro. I said, bro, this is a gift to me, bro. This is a gift to me. I said, I'm waiting 2 years until I'm 18. I think my 18th birthday. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm waiting till 18. I'm come back and watch the episode.
So you are.
And I'm gonna cry my heart out, bro. And that's what I fucking did, nigga. That's what I fucking did.
Okay, I feel
crazy,
bro.
It was so good, bro.
It was so good. It was so good. I can't, no way I can just show, bro. I gotta leave it to my birthday, bro. I got it, bro. And I remember that day, I locked the door, finished it, bro. Came out, new man. Open door. A new man, bro. But, okay. So, y'all saying One Piece. Mm-hmm. Y'all got some good points. Oh, we're gonna get One Piece, bro. We're gonna get One Piece, bro. We're gonna say One Piece.
Yeah.
The one that's remaining supreme.
Close second, bro.
So, we're saying One Piece is better than Full Metal Alchemist, Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, Dragon Ball, JoJo, and Hunter x Hunter. To be continued. All right. Now, okay.
You can punt her a couple more years, bro. Come on now.
Okay. And that's some more debate shit. All right. All right. We all know animes have their crazy stories, crazy goals. Mm-hmm. Which show out of the ones we named? You throw some more. You think some or like what we yeah. debating this? Who had the hardest life task slash goal to get that shit? You know. So
we have choices.
Yeah, I'm at the choices, all right? Yeah. So let's give an example, like Naruto, all right? Mm-hmm. Naruto was born an orphan, all right? Uh-huh. No family. Mm-hmm. Your mama dead, your dad dead. Your family dead. Mm-hmm. And his goal was to become Hokage, all right? All right. So that's an example, all right? So now we got Luffy, you know? We know his backstory. Mm-hmm. Kinda. Kinda. Hopefully. Bro, every time we get backstory, Luffy is some brand new chapter we've never seen. But
that's what I'm saying.
Nigga's a kid for 18 years. But, so Luffy, get the One Piece, ETC. So, like, some examples we got.
He also has to fulfill his cruise goals, too. I think that's part of his goal, too.
I guess. We're not more like one character, not okay. overall show, all right?
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's keep it Luffy then.
All right, yeah, so let's keep Luffy. So then we got Fullmetal Alchemist, so we got Edwards and Alphonse trying to get
their bodies back.
Yeah. We got Gon trying to find his dad, looking out, got some milk, you know, went out, got some milk, never came back type shit. We got Eren Jaeger from Attack Titan mm-hmm. trying to fucking save his homeland, all right? Mm-hmm. We got Promised Neverland.
Get out of here.
We got Emma and the gang trying to not turn the cattle, alright?
That's what I'm saying.
We got fucking Demon Slayer, alright? We got Tanjiro trying to fucking bring his sister back to humanity type shit. Kill Muzan. Yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily the same goal. Like if Tanjiro gets Nezuko. No, he's lying for his family. What the fuck? Mm. Never mind. That nigga Tanjiro's lying for his family. Fuck what I'm talking about, bro. So That's an example we have. So who y'all think had the hardest goal? As some shit we named.
Out of me, gotta be Senku, bro, from Dr. Stone.
Yeah. Senku, bro, Senku in this bitch. All right. Okay. Why you say that? Okay. From explain to me why it goes so hard from nigga who never watched Dr. Stone. Never watched Dr. Stone. So you saying Senku had the hardest goal?
Because man has to rebuild.
Rebuild the entire. First of all, he's the speedrun of the achievements of every single scientific advancement.
Got nigga whole flow.
Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, you gotta rebuild humanity from scratch, bro.
Yes.
From his head, bro.
Yeah.
From his own equations, bro. Mm-hmm.
Rebuild humanity, what does that mean?
Like, actually rebuild humanity.
The population is, like, decimated in, like, this universe. Nobody, like, he's yeah, trying
he,
to get all kinds of
kids. He can't just have some kids. And
no, like, he's trying to bring humanity back up there.
Yeah, you know? Scientifically, you know?
You know, it's like,
there's no phones, there's no...
Oh, the worst phones, though.
Hmm? The worst phones?
Yeah.
Nigga, what? They lost the bitches?
Huh? Yes. No, they got destroyed.
They're just
time. They're in the Stone Age, bro.
Yeah, they're literally in the Stone Age now. Okay, so basically what happened was...
Oh, okay, never mind. I don't care that much, bro. We better go to the whole recap of Dr. Stone, bro. All right. Bro, one of my picks has got to be Promised Neverland, bro. Got to be Promised Neverland, bro. Bro, their goal to escape that shit... It sounds simple, bro. Mm-hmm. But them niggas on watch 24/7. And not to mention, they got little ass kids that they have to fucking bring with them. Mm-hmm. Crying, making noise when you try to sneak away and shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Going against fucking predators. Pause. What the fuck? Pause, all right? Now we don't eat the people. We're talking about literally fucking monsters, demons.
Demons, bro.
Hunting them down, bro.
Demons, no slayer, bro.
And we're talking about normal character. They don't got no powers. They ain't got no crazy abilities.
They're smart.
But yeah, he's more realistic, you know. Like that can actually happen, you know. Like humanity can lose all electricity and slowly go back more time, you know. What technology, what shit we use, you know. Better stop. We have to stop using microwaves. Got to use campfires, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I'm gonna have to give it to bro. I'm gonna have to give it to Emma, bro. Emma and her gang, bro. Cause I feel like
that maybe not be even possible. Like when I think about it, you know, like
I'm saying like
they're fighting day to day.
I'm saying they're fighting something that's way bigger than them, bro. Like even if they like we seen in season one, okay, when they made it outside of the camp or whatever it was,
and that was
really that was just the beginning.
Yeah,
it's a whole world going against them, bro. It's literally them versus the world. So I feel they got it hard too, bro. So let's compare. Luffy's dream or goal to Naruto go. Who's harder?
Naruto?
Right, yeah. Flying One Piece.
Flying the One Piece prayer to being becoming a Hokage and okay. saving his best friend from the villain.
One Piece, darkness. Bro. Flying the One Piece, bro.
Think Flying One Piece harder?
He had to build his whole crew up for nothing, bro. He didn't know his power, bro.
Damn.
He didn't know his power or nothing, bro.
Okay.
Naruto, you can make a little debate, bro. He got Nine-Tail Fox, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
He got Nine-Tail Fox with him, bro. He's the son of the fourth Hokage. Fourth Hokage, bro. He got Uzumaki blood.
He did have left fate. Yeah. He literally
reincarnation of
some niggas. Yeah. Okay. But nigga, Naruto lost his arm for that shit, bro. Think about that. Naruto lost his arm for his goal, bro. Think about that.
You don't think Luffy would lose arm for his goal, bro?
I'm saying he would, but is it gonna have to, you know? Naruto had to. To save Sasuke, he had to lose his arm.
Yeah,
I think, but Naruto was bullied for his whole childhood. Mm-hmm. For him being a fucking...
Wait, didn't he eventually come like a village hero?
Yeah, he does, yeah. But we're talking about like just like a goal overall, like him being a child to reaching this type of shit, you know, mm-hmm. or trying to reach it.
Yeah.
Nigga was hated from birth. Literally. Nigga was hated for saving the village, bro.
But then again,
without Naruto becoming the Jinchuriki, the Night would be just destroying shit, nigga. Controlled by the Chi or whatever. In the wrong hands. He had to be the nigga to become the vessel, bro. And he's getting hated for that, bro. But niggas on the swing. Sad as fuck, bro. Come on.
Man did have friends.
Okay, but then again.
Huh?
Man did have friends, though.
CJ.
Shikamaru,
Kiba, bro. They was there, bro.
Shikamaru, bro. To an extent, bro. But the thing about other kids, like, oh my god, you can't make... my kids can't hang around him. Oh, what are you doing playing with Naruto? Get over here. Come on now, nigga. I just feel like he had it harder, bro. I feel like he had it harder.
Yo, screaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. I just feel like he had it harder. Than Luffy.
I don't think that's the case, bro.
Alright, but I feel like becoming the Pirate King is such a, yeah, he had giant goals, because he got everybody competing for it too,
yeah.
But I feel like, regardless, he's going to make it.
Can I be in your podcast?
I guess.
On the mama.
She's, for the niggas listen to audio, our mother's on the screen. Say hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of messing the floor up, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Hey, I just turned 50 yesterday.
Happy birthday, my mother. Hey, it's my mother's birthday. It's not her birthday.
How about I didn't get a gift for none of my kids?
It's not her birthday party yet, all right? Not her birthday party yet.
Definitely not.
When birthday party happens, Luffy should get her gifts. But I still think Luffy just didn't have his heart, bro. He just didn't have it, bro. Okay. He just didn't have it, but
his way that okay, Naruto already had like a bunch of like powers, like you know chakra stuff like that. He had troll controlling. I'm not gonna hold him for that.
Okay,
he had troll controlling it, but he did have a lot of power. But Luffy kind of had to like build his style.
Naruto had teachers, bro.
Yeah,
Luffy didn't have teachers, bro. Luffy didn't. He couldn't go to someone and. Tell him his power, bro, and learn him how to use it, bro.
They went to the woods.
I get Ray Mean. What's his name?
Okay, Luffy had that one teacher, bro. Naruto had like three, bro.
Okay. I do agree.
You know,
Naruto definitely got more help. All right. But at the same time, Luffy had a whole childhood of like to build his confidence. All that shit, Naruto didn't have shit at the beginning at all. Like, he's literally been hated on since day one. Luffy had Garp raising him. He had Shanks helping him grow up. All that shit.
Shanks didn't help training, you know?
I mean, training, and... Okay, well, fuck it. I'm getting Luffy. All right. So...
okay.
How about Tanjiro?
Tanjiro versus who?
Tanjiro versus Luffy, then.
Thunder versus Luffy?
Yeah. You think hunting down the king of demons is easier than getting one piece.
Okay, hear me out. Tanjiro is technically a normal human, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't have powers, no devil fruit, you know? Like, he wasn't even, he didn't, like,
wait, you know? I seen season two. I mean, I seen clips from season two. Nigga still a human?
At the same time, doesn't man have the most...
He just can breathe good, you know?
Doesn't man have the best breathing style in the world? Well, I'm just kind of close. Yeah. But, yeah, he got, like, some breathing. It's kind of OP, bro, like...
I mean, yeah, okay.
I mean, I guess it's a drawback, but, like...
So, what y'all saying? Are you saying Luffy becoming Pirate King is harder than killing Moose Son? Killing Moose Son, basically.
Basically normal human.
For Tanjiro. Okay, you can't think like if Luffy is fighting Moose Son, then.
No, I think about scaling within
universe. Think about, yeah, in the universe. Tanjiro, from where he is, to be able to get strong enough to fight Moose Son and kill him. What's his name? Moose Son, isn't it? Killing Moose Son compared to Luffy fucking starting off with a fucking small little sailor ship to get his grand ship to get the One Piece, you know? Mm-hmm. Just like, who y'all think had it tougher, bro? Come on, now! Tanjiro. You getting Tanjiro?
Personally, me. Kind of hard, bro.
Also, Tanjiro did have some teachers, bro.
That does my point.
You know,
yeah, I mean, yeah.
Also, Tanjiro will be jumping, bro. Like, Tanjiro got.
Oh, be jumping,
got,
niggas.
Yeah,
like, get mad. Yes, I mean, nigga, yes, what? Nigga, what whoopies?
Luffy don't know when we jump people, bro.
Luffy fight.
Luffy know when we jump
people.
Yeah,
or
if
we
equal, bro.
Okay, yeah, that is true.
Also, Luffy fight an army.
But he lost.
I'm sure he did. Okay, so y'all get Luffy. So Luffy. All right.
Yeah.
What about Eren Yeager, bro? Eren Yeager.
If I lose it all,
I'm giving it Luffy again.
You think it's easier to...
The whole world hates you, bro.
You think it's easier for a man to become a Pirate King than it is for a man to save his world, basically.
Just one piece of chunk of, like, the world, bro. Yes. That's basically what he's doing.
Yes. Eren? Yeah.
You think Eren's goal is easier than Luffy's? What are you? You think getting all this information in your head and still having the
mental hurt?
Yeah, I'm saying him getting fucking PTSD trauma, all this shit in his head influencing him, him sacrificing his life because that's the way he is. That's what Eren doing. Luffy's not sacrificing his life. You think Luffy is becoming a slave?
No.
For 2 years to become Pirate King?
No.
I don't think so either. No. I think he moved on.
Who said that?
Nigga, Eren's literally a fucking prisoner at on wherever the island was for how long?
Yeah, he was.
Bro, nigga. Do you remember Eren not stabbing his own eye out with a bullet, bro? For his goal?
Bro, Luffy missed. That's on Luffy.
You think Luffy doing that?
Luffy missed his eye, actually.
I do think he's doing that, bro.
Nah, bro. I don't think so, bro. You think Eren is gonna pay his? Okay, you think Luffy's gonna pay his own crew at risk to get his goal?
No.
You think Eren Yeager is sacrificing niggas to get his goal?
He's out doing that, Eren's.
Huh?
Eren's own people, bro. Eren's like Eren's friends. Eren's friends. He's doing that?
Nigga, where's Sasha at? Dead. Dead, nigga.
Dang.
What happened to Levi? Damn near died, nigga. Nigga, when the rumble started, nigga, when the rumble started. When the rumble started. I can't hear anything. Mikasa can hear anything. Nigga, he ain't gonna fuck, bro. I'm saying, I don't think Luffy would do that. I don't think Luffy would even put that risk.
Yeah.
Will Luffy won't be at risk for Nami?
But that's all. I think they would do it. That's part of his goal.
Voluntarily,
though.
Who's?
Luffy's goal is to come to Pirate Game. You need a crew, bro. How you gonna become a Pirate Game? You don't have a crew.
Okay, hear me out. I think they like voluntarily do it, like sacrifice their own goals and like maybe possibly their lives to like help him.
You know what?
That's what they're doing already.
Try it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they won't sacrifice himself. Cause look at Zoro taking the fucking damage for Luffy at the fucking Thriller Bark arc, Pacifica.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying Luffy. Okay, if it, One Piece is right here, all right, One Piece is right here, and then we got fucking his crew right here. Mm-hmm. Luffy's going to his crew. He's saving his crew,
and he throwing. How you gonna be the Pirate King? You don't have a crew, bro. That's all you're saying. You got a loyal crew, bro.
See, yeah, but you get it though. Like once you're the Pirate King, you can kind of figure things out. But you don't need that much, bro. The whole world kind of supports you. Type shit.
Then somebody has.
Who you gonna have? Who you gonna have to watch your back, bro? Who you gonna have?
He don't need nobody. He's the fucking Pirate King, bro. Who gonna stop him?
He can probably just steal the person that got him, bro. He probably just do that.
CJ, once you get that title, nigga, CJ, no one's gonna play with you, bro. No one's gonna play with you, nigga. No one's gonna play with you. I'm saying, I feel like Eren Jaeger, bro. That's a reference to Eren Jaeger, you know. You know, Eren Jaeger, bro. He has the whole world going against him. Okay, now Luffy has niggas. Luffy only has beef because he wants beef. Type shit. Low key. Some of the beef that Luffy's in, he did not need to be in it. Do we agree?
Yeah.
He kind of involved himself in beef because he wants that shit, low key. Because he knows later on they'll be a threat. Eren, on the other hand.
Wait.
Eren, what?
He kind of needs to do that because the whole world kind of hates the island and he's trying to get it out of the way, you know? Like you can't, like,
just. Yeah,
like,
I'm saying, eventually, Eren people are going to die regardless. If you don't stop, if you don't do anything, Eren people are going to die. We agree?
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is, to get his goal, to get Eren's goal, he's doing way more shit that Luffy would do to get his goal. That's what I'm saying.
Can we find Eren's goal again?
Okay, Eren's goal is basically just to save his... Was it Eldian?
Yeah, Eldian.
Yeah. Marley. Say Marley. Marley. Wait, not Marley. No. What do you call it?
It's Paradise. Thanks.
Paradise.
Yeah.
Or not. Yeah.
I'm saying... You know Eren has hand in the world. So, what the fuck, nigga? I feel like everything Eren has to do to get his goal is just, bro, no normal nigga can do this, bro. No normal nigga with a right brain and a functional heart can do this. So, I don't think the shit that Eren's going through from him learning all this bad story about him learning that he has to go make his father kill children, I don't think Luffy's killing a kid, bro. Luffy's not going here. Saying, kill them kids, nigga. tell me, do that, shit.
But does he have the mental capacity though?
Huh?
Like, would that mean like his character? What would be the quote?
It's not an Eren's character either. Eren doing it for a reason. Eren just want to kill kids. Eren doesn't. He doesn't want to kill kids. All right. It just. This is a part of the way. The only way he gets to go. No, he for his goal. His goal.
He just needs to do it.
You know? He has to kill everybody, including kids. You know. Luffy's not doing that, bro. Luffy's not doing that. If the One Piece is right here, okay. We're talking One Piece like it's a fucking object. I hope it is object. Do we hope One Piece is object?
I think we know. Yes. It's a thing, but we don't.
Yeah. So we hope One Piece.
It's not an idea.
It's an object. Okay. So,
this is not a thought.
So if Luffy see One Piece right in front of him, all right, this gold One Piece, whatever it is, mm-hmm. And he'd be like, yeah, you can get it, but you gotta kill these fucking kids. Is Luffy doing it?
He better steal that, bro.
Not doing it. There's no workaround. That's the only way. That's the only way that it seems they can do right now. Luffy's not doing it, bro. Eren is. And we know that. I think if it came to do it, if Eren had to kill Mikasa or Armin, to make sure the rest of his people are good, I think kill him. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know.
I think killing them. But yeah. Think about it. They damn near died in the Rumble.
Oh yeah.
Did he not?
That's true.
He put his life at risk. Like it was no 100% guarantee that they could survive that.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm just saying, bro. So I'm
gonna have to get One Piece.
I think you make me. I choose Eren.
Eren goes hardest. Do you think Luffy Hart goes hardest?
Well, I think Senku's goals are hardest, but...
Oh, you think Senku's goals are hardest?
But, yeah, like, Luffy. Yeah. Luffy, I guess, second.
You think Senku's goal is harder than Eren's?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least Eren's final goal is kind of possible with his reach, you know?
I guess.
But got a whole Titan, bro. Senku got science.
but what Titan alone, he couldn't have did it, you know?
He got knowledge.
Nigga had to betray his own brother. Mm-hmm. Come on, we know what Eren did, bro. We know what Eren do, bro. We know what nigga do. Nigga to get grimy and dirty, bro. I don't think Sick of getting grimy and dirty, bro. I'm sorry. Eren not killing their friends. Nah, nigga, what the fuck? So we all think, okay. So Sword and Chat say Eren's not killing his friend. We think when Mikasa and Eren meet up, because they're gonna meet up evening in the last season. No spoilers in chat, please. No spoilers in chat. We think they ain't duking.
You think they ain't duking? They 100%.
Huh? They're 100% throwing hands. They probably talking out first, but.
No. They ain't talking a single thing except one, two, three hands.
Didn't Mikasa say, like, I want to talk to him first? Like, something like that?
Nigga, you can want to talk. Mm-hmm. You can want to talk, but look. Nigga, Armin want to talk to Eren, too. Remember happening to him? Nigga, the Colossal Titan. He gave the Colossal Titan the beast, Jay. The Colossal Titan. Y'all forgot that, bro. Remember when Mikasa and Armin and Eren all met up in the base? Mm-hmm. Having a talk, and he told Mikasa, you're a slave or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he got the beast, and Eren got the fuck beat out of him, bro. All I'm saying, that was showing how far Eren would go, you know. He loves his niggas, bro. He loves Mikasa, Eren, fucking Gene and them niggas, you know. He loves them niggas, but he knows what the goal is. He knows him saying stop right now is killing him regardless. You know what I mean? So if he killed him, the whole world killed him. You know what I mean? So that's all I'm saying. Eren is smoking his packs, bro. I'm sorry. That's just me. We agree. Y'all agree? Disagree? Or what y'all think? I still agree. Well, hey man, y'all let us know in the comments, bro. Who you think had the hardest goal? Who y'all think had the most consistent animes? Who think had the best anime studios? Okay. I still say Madhouse. Sorry, Demon Slayer.
He knows Bones. You know, Studio Bones.
That's how you I feel, tip, bro. But if y'all enjoyed the live stream podcast, make sure y'all leave a like. Hit that sub if y'all new. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Studio Struggle, Instagram Struggle_Studio_TikTok Struggle Studio. Again, niggas who listen to podcasts, bro, go to the YouTube channel Struggle Studio. We also are live on our game channel Struggle Studio Gaming, bro. We're almost at 400, bro. Get us there, bro. We almost at 400 subscribers, bro. We blowing up. Okay, we doing good. We growing. See, we growing, nigga. But thank y'all so much for showing love. Chatting, making this shit fun as hell, bro. I know this was a little early. Don't be crying on Mondays. Today was a Sunday. Mm-hmm. But thank y'all so much love. Thank you, Charlotte, for joining us. Everybody, thank you, Charlotte, bro.
Clap it up.
No hands. Y'all have a good night, bro.
Yeah. Peace.
Deuces. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Aaron just had it harder, bro.